This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, good day, good day. Father Tom and Anthony today. What can separate us from the love of Christ? What? Life? No. Death? No. Sickness? No. Angels? No. Principalities? No. What can separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing, nothing, nothing. The devil is a liar. You have not been separated. It's time for you to surrender. It's time for me to surrender. That's what it's all about. Giving ourselves to Jesus, and he opens us up to bless people. Oh, yes, that's why you were born, to bless people one at a time. And I'm going to tell you, if you don't do it, it's not going to be done. I know you're not a savior. I know I'm not a savior. But I know the Lord puts in my basket people to bless every day. Different people. And I need to be obedient. But I'm also in other people's basket that they pray for me. And they do for me what I need. That's the way it is. It's a big, big, big experience in Jesus. It's all about the Lord Jesus. You see, if it's not about Jesus, then it's about the church, and that's boring. The church without Jesus is boring. We are called to be surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ as the church. That's what our call is. And as that happens, God changes people's lives. We're on the earth to bring people to heaven and to give people a new experience of who they are in Christ Jesus. No one is too far gone. The devil is a liar. No one is too far gone. And the devil's been saying you are too far gone. No, no, no. You are in the right place at the right time for the help that the Lord Jesus has for you now. Don't worry about the past. Put it under the blood of the Lamb. Don't worry about the future. You're going to be taken care of one day at a time. Don't worry. Worrying is useless. It doesn't do anything but put us in a hole. Don't be in the hole of worry. Trust in the Lord. Yes, trust in his name. And do good. Trust in the Lord and do good, and he will give you the desires of your heart. That's all it's all about. That's what it's all about. And I'm going to tell you, the Pope needs to hear that. I'm going to tell you, I need to hear that. I'm going to tell you, you need to hear that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Consider not what you understand. Trust in him, and he'll act.
We may have faith in Jesus, but without trust, that faith is sterile. Without trust in Jesus, that faith will bear no fruit. We're in Matthew 18, but we're in the Amplified Version. And what Jesus said is, again, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree, harmonize together, make a symphony together about whatever, anything and everything that you may ask, it will come to pass and be done for you by the Father in heaven. Well, today, me and Father, we're asking the Father in heaven to open the heavens over your life, because we were created to walk under an open heaven in divine union with the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Father's power is beating in your heart. The wisdom of your the Son is flowing through your blood. The love of the Spirit is breathing in your breath and overshadowing your memory. That everything we do is directed to the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that as we begin to pray, the heavens begin to open over each and every person. So, Rosana Mare Sanamaso,
Reda Siampo Rosana. And each one of us been given a name by the Lord Jesus Christ. Your name has been written in heaven. Do you know what your name is? I don't know what mine is, but you know what? When I get there by the grace of God, that new name was given to me, I'd say, this fits me. That's who I am. That's who I am. A new name. I just want to do one thing today. I want to serve Jesus. That's all I want to do today. I want to bless the Lord. I want to encourage you. That's all I want to do today. And you know what? That's why we're on radio, to encourage you. And the word encourage means to place heart into. The word discourage means to take heart out of you. No more discouragement, only encouragement in the name of Jesus. Don't worry about the past. If you need to go to confession, do it. Don't cling on to the past. And don't worry about the future. The only thing we have now is now. That's all I have. N-O-W, now. Don't worry about the past. It's under the blood of Christ. Get the confession if you need to. Don't worry about it. The present is where God meets me. In my weakness. Paul said, when I am most weak, then I'm most strong. That's me too. That's Anthony 3. When we're most weak, we do the best broadcasts because our dependence is not upon ourselves. It's upon Jesus the Lord.
I was reading the Book of Heaven this morning. If you want a great grace, look up the gift of living in the divine will. But Jesus was telling Louisa that God gives us the strength to do what we are called to do when we move to do it, but not before. Because if we feel the strength before to do what we're called to do, then many times we just sit in that consolation. But so many times we're going to feel weak until we move and we speak the word of God, we evangelize, we do whatever God is calling us to do in that moment. And as we correspond to God's command, his grace will fill us. See, whatever God commands us to do, the grace to complete that mission is attached to it. But all we need to do is take the first step. Living in the divine will, we become light. The divine will wants to make us light. As God is light, in him there is no darkness. And he wants to burn out every passion, every desire, everything within us that isn't in accordance with Jesus Christ and his will. Holiness is only the correspondence to God's divine will at every moment. See, you don't need to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's problems will take care of themselves. All you need to worry about, and not worry, because worry's not from God. All you need to think about is, what is God calling me to do in this moment? And do what the Lord is calling you to do second by second. If you're listening, you're in God's will perfectly, because it was God's holy inspiration that inspired you to snap on Father Tom today.
I got the same message. You know what it is? Don't worry. Don't worry. When I was in the seminary, my first year, away from the books for 6 years, I went to Loretta, who answered the phone. She was an older lady. And I told her, Loretta, I'm going to give you the message. Whenever I ask for the message, you're going to give it back to me. She said, what's the message? I said, Loretta, worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus. Repeat it, Loretta. And she would say, worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus. That's right. I'm going to come back today and ask you for the message. As a matter of fact, Loretta went to California to be with one of her nephews. And her nephews, one of the nephews was having a hard day that day when he woke up out of bed. So Loretta said to the nephew, worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus. The nephew said, where did that come from? I've got to do it. She said, Father Tom, I wasn't a priest then. Tom, in the seminary, worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus.
But it's important to know that we can't fight worry. We can't fight fear on our own. The Bible says the perfect love of God drives out all fear. See, the love of God needs to begin to overshadow you as you surrender to him. And in that love, no worry can stay. No fear can remain. In the light of God, no darkness can exist. Because light and darkness are not in a battle. the light came into the world to overshadow the darkness. When you're in a dark room and you flip the light on, the light of Christ illuminates that whole room. The light of God wants to illuminate you today, but you got to make the decision of your will to allow Jesus to come in. And when you allow Jesus to come in, he's going to want to take everything. He's going to want to take everything. When I came to the Lord Jesus, he said, give me all your money. Stop eating. Give me your food. No more coffee. No more caffeine. And he took it all from me. But you know what he did? He gave it all back to me, but it was all reordered in God. See, God wants to take everything so we have nothing, and then he wants to build our life on the rock of Jesus Christ. For many years, I didn't have caffeine. For many years, God called me to give everything that wasn't necessity back to the kingdom. For many years, God called me to pray for hours and hours a day, but then he built my life on the rock. Now when I give, it's not all to God. He brings order to it. That the first fruit of what I make, the first 10% goes to the kingdom. And then there's tithes and offerings, but it's not an all-in thing. You know, it's not fast for 20 days, not fast every day. The Lord had that, but now it's to eat in reason, fast when he calls me. You know, God will take everything, but then he'll give it back to you reordered in Christ. Because if your life and every part of your life is built on the rock of Jesus Christ, you will flourish in every area that Jesus is King. For Jesus came so that you may have life and life abundantly.
My question is, why are we on the radio? Why? I'm going to tell you. Because we know what it is to be desperate without Jesus. And when he came, he became everything to us.
Right.
The Lord over our desperation. The Lord who is good.
Does Jesus want 99% of you, Father?
100%. Not 99, not 99.9, but 100%. And you know what? When you give it all to him, he multiplies it. I've been at the microphone many times with nothing to say, absolutely nothing to say. I came to the microphone, the music stopped, and I opened my mouth and started to hear the message of salvation. God was speaking not only to you, but to me too.
Through you.
This day, he's got something for you. Don't worry anymore. It's useless. Put your hand to the plow and walk straight in the name of Jesus.
Not 99% of you, 100. And until we give the Lord 100% of our life, we're going to suffer. We're going to suffer because Jesus, God is a jealous God, and Jesus is going to take everything from us so that he can glorify himself through you. You were created to be nothing but an empty vessel for the Lord Jesus, the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit, God's power incarnate on this earth, God's love flowing through you, God's words coming out of you, God's power being released through your hands as you lay hands upon the sick, as you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. But when God comes, he wants to empty you so he can begin to operate through you. So many times too, I never know what I'm going to say. I never have a word until it's showtime. And then I open my mouth and the Lord begins to minister through me, using me as a vessel.
A vessel. There are many vessels in the house of the Lord. Many, many vessels. You too. You are a vessel. You need to know it's not all about you, and it's certainly not all about me. It's about him, H-I-M, Jesus. And if it's about him, you can get through the day and bless people. People don't know God. They don't know God. They don't know Jesus. And who are you? You are the one to introduce them to the wonderful person of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you, If you don't do it, it's not going to be done. That's your vocation, ministering people to bring them to the Lord Jesus so that he has their lives. Christianity is not about a church. It's about giving ourselves to the Lord Jesus. The Lord builds the church. What does the word say? Unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord watch over the city watcher labors in vain. Let Jesus build your house. Let Jesus lead you. Just give him you yourself. Give him your day. Give him everything. You can get out of that slump that they're in as you give him your life. And you know what? He takes it. He doesn't wait for us to be out of a slump. He takes the slump and brings mercy and healing through it and brings us out of it so that we can help other people who had been in a slump.
Because Proverbs says, the mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. See, the Lord has every step that you will ever take directed. But our only option, are we taking the steps of ourselves, or are we allowing the Lord to direct our steps? There's a way that seems right to a man that leads to destruction. As we surrender to the Lord Jesus and he guides our steps, we walk into all truth. But it takes trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that when he's directing us to do something that makes no sense in the flesh, we live in the Spirit and we move in the Spirit of God. Romans says, may the God of hope, that is Jesus Christ, because in the end there'll be faith, hope, and love will remain. Hope is, if we don't have hope, we cannot be filled with the divine life. I am living a life full of joy because I am hopeful for not only the promise to come when I die and I go to heaven, but death is not the door to heaven. Jesus said, I am the door. And the moment I was born again, the moment I gave my life to Jesus Christ, he opened the door and my life became divine. I partook in the divine nature and I am reconnected with the Trinity, the Father's power, the wisdom of the Son, the love of the Spirit. Like the sun in the sky, God is the Father is the source. Jesus is the light and the Holy Spirit is the heat. We need all of them. We need to have an independent relationship with the Father, with Jesus, and with the Spirit of God who lives in us. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. So as we trust in the Lord Jesus, we are filled with joy and peace. So it is only when we trust in the Lord that we become filled with joy and peace, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. See, as we trust in the Lord, we are filled with joy and peace, and we become overflowed with hope. Because God wants you to live off the overflow, that your cup is so filled, it is pouring out upon each and every person. When someone looks at you, they say, why is he so full of joy? Why in this chaotic situation does he walk in peace, that he is not affected by his circumstances? Why does he have so much hope? Why does he have so much love? Why is he filled with so much grace? Because the only way to evangelize is to make people want what you have.
Make them jealous.
And then you can tell them it is because of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he wants to give you the same grace and the same promise right now.
Right now. Not tomorrow. Right now. What does he want from you? I'm going to tell you. He wants you. That's all he wants. He wants your surrender. That's all he wants. Everything else will be take care of itself. You see, when I surrender to Jesus in the morning, my day is his. If he wants to bless me and bless people through me, here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. If he doesn't that day, that's okay. That's okay. Someone might call me on the telephone. Someone I don't like. Oh, yes. People that call me, some of them I don't like. You know why? I don't know why. But that's the way it is. But I'm not called to not like them. I'm called to minister to them and to bring them a grace that day because they called me. You see, I don't have all these people in my basket that I am fond of. Oh, no. I've got lots of people in my basket that I wouldn't have as friends. But Jesus sent them to me, so they're my blessing. They're my blessing. One person said to me 100 years ago, if the people you minister to are all people who think you're great, you're not following the will of God. God will mix up your basket, bring people to you that think you're nuts, bring people to you that you wouldn't ever look for. These are the people that he'll send to you. And what do you say? Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. That's just the way it is. I've been put in people's baskets that couldn't stand me either. And they helped me through. Why? Because I was placed in their basket. And they said to me what I needed to hear. And they put their hands on my head. And I needed to experience the presence of God. Oh, yes. If you're blessing only the people that are lovely, I'm telling you, you're not doing the will of God. We need a mixed bunch of nuts. A mixed bunch of nuts. Those we think are great and those that we would never, ever seek out. These are the ones the Lord puts in our basket. And he calls us to do what? To love them. That's it. That's all I can do when people come to the door is to love them and to give them maybe a drink of water, maybe an ear that I'm listening to what they're saying. To love them. That's what it's all about. It's not about me, and it's certainly not about you. It's about Jesus, and he destines you to love the people in your basket today that he's sending to you.
Father, we can only give what we have received. We can only pour out what you have poured into us. I pray in the name of Jesus that you pour out the love of God into everyone's hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. Where there is despair, pour in hope. Where there is hate, pour in love. Where there is sickness, pour in health. Where there is darkness, pour in light. Where there is disorder, pour in order, Lord. Where there is rejection, pour in acceptance, Jesus. That you became a living sacrifice for the whole world. Jesus, allow us to be a living sacrifice to you. Allow us to see Jesus Christ in every person we meet today. Imagine if you treated every person you met today like they were Jesus Christ, because he lives within them and he lives within you. Let the Christ in you minister to the Christ in them. Let Jesus overshadow you with his love. Let it not be about you, but let it be about Jesus and glorifying the Lord. So rosa va rama sanamase, ore sanamakinte va rosa makante. I release the fire of the Holy Spirit, the fire of God's love, Jesus. Begin in that fire that you've given to me, to Father Tom. Let it begin to burn in them, Lord. Let it begin to burn in them. The fire allows us to die to ourselves. There's a baptism of the Holy Spirit for the power of God that takes us into the supernatural life, the supernatural realms. The baptism of the Holy Spirit takes us from being a good person to a supernatural person, to a divine person. But it is a baptism of fire that gives us a hundredfold. It's a baptism of fire that begins to burn out our humanity so that we are soaked in the divinity of God. That everything of Father Tom, everything of Anthony, everything of you dies, and Jesus becomes resurrected within us. That we live on the cross. that we get on the cross with Christ so that we can live in the power of the resurrection. So I see fire being released, fire filling you. If you feel fire on your hands, God is anointing you to heal the sick. Fire in your stomach, he is releasing you of demonic strongholds. Fire in your mind.
And may the Lord bless you today.
We got another minute.
Release
fire, Father.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We need Pentecost. There was fire that was upon their heads. Fire. Tongues of fire. Come, Lord Jesus. Tongues of fire. That we would go out and touch people. Bring people to you. Convert people through us. Lord, the world is lost. Fill us with the fire of Pentecost. The fire of the Holy Spirit.
We proclaim every sickness burns in the fire of God. Every spirit of infirmity, it goes in the name of Jesus. We proclaim divine health in every cell in your body, that you walk in the divine life, in the power of God that Jesus has destined for you before the foundation of the world. Go do something for the kingdom today.
God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.